Good day, listeners. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, providing your daily news wrap this Saturday, July 11th, 2026. Let's delve straight into the significant Australian industry developments shaping your financial choices. Starting off, the big four auditing firms, KPMG, Deloitte, EY, and PwC, brace for intensified scrutiny from Australia's corporate regulator, ASIC. Amid allegations of KPMG mishandling confidential client data, trust becomes an ever-critical asset for businesses and clients alike. ASIC strives to fortify their control over misconduct, but responses may be stifled, with the majority of their powers directed towards individual auditors as opposed to firms. Treasury, meanwhile, contemplates reforms targeting the larger firms to boost responsibility and regulatory oversight. Remember, diligence is pivotal when picking auditors and consultants. As reliance on third-party services surges, governance remains key in your decision-making processes. In a related issue, we turn our attention to the vital importance of accurate insurance information for small operators, illustrated explicitly by a case involving the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. A food delivery business, misled by an ambiguous broker, face theft and damage losses not included in their coverage due to an omitted site address. Here, home service operators need to manage insurance schedules attentively, promptly updating their policies to reflect any business operation or location changes. It's clear that reviewing your insurance documents carefully is a necessary part of risk management, especially for those operating from home with overlapping personal and commercial insurance needs. Furthering the discussion on insurance, the spotlight is back on broker fee transparency. The Australian insurance broking sector faces renewed examination, affecting small business owners and freelancers who lean on brokers for complex covers like professional indemnity and cyber insurance. The newly released draft updates to the Insurance Brokers Code of Practice underscore this debate, unearthing gaps in fee disclosure. Critics argue this lack of transparency hampers the freelancer's ability to compare policies and understand costs adequately. The consultation on draft updates will extend through August, with implementation expected next year. I reckon it's critical for freelancers to probe into broker fees now and ensure clear and informed decision-making. Lastly, the good news is that Australians are living longer, even as chronic illnesses surge. Zurich's research suggests that 60% of last year's life insurance claims were for mental health, musculoskeletal, and neurological conditions. The struggle against chronic diseases influences factors like total and permanent disability, trauma cover, and income protection in life insurance considerations. It's advisable for consumers to conscientiously select insurance, paying close attention to clauses like pre-existing conditions and claim definitions. As personal health, occupation, and family needs evolve, so should your life insurance policy. And that rounds up our update for today. For more on finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.